good, and men can read you wrong. And you be as rotten as you can be. Got your sleeves right and everything else right, but your heart is far from being right. Okay. Now, every time that God had an invisible covenant, did you know the covenants of God are invisible? But it had an outer sign. So that you look at the covenant, one of the first covenants he gave was to Noah, right? He said, you know, I'm not going to let it rain anymore. You know, I've repented that I've destroyed man, all this kind of stuff. It makes me sorry and all the. And he said, I do set my bow in the sky. And it was of probably red, green, and blue. It had color to it. And he said, that will remind you of the covenant. So every time you see a rainbow, I hope you do, I go, Lord, we won't have to face the flood. It may be the fire, but it won't be the flood, because he made a covenant with man. When Abraham came into a covenant with God, he had an outer sign, circumcision of the flesh. I'll move, jump to the New Testament. I'll come back to the old. When you get the Holy Ghost in the New Testament, there is a new covenant that you have with God through the manifestation of his spirit. And even in the Jews said, for we heard them what? We heard them speak in tongues. The tongues was the sign of the fulfillment of the total covenant between you and God. There was always an outer sign for an inner covenant. Always. Read them all. All the covenants had an outer sign. Now, let me tell you about a man named Samson. Okay. Samson took what kind of vow? A Nazirite vow. And the Nazirite vow had certain things attached to it. Don't drink a strong drink. He won't touch a dead body. But the first one mentioned was this. Judges 3:13-5. Speaking to his mother, for lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. None of the other things are mentioned here. It's like that is really the covenant. The other things are pure too, you see. But if you lose this, you lost the rest of them. It don't matter you touched a dead thing. It won't matter. This is the covenant. And it was an outer covenant. Now, obviously, men didn't have long hair in that day. The only men that I know of in the Bible days that had long hair was a rebel named, David's son? Absalom. And it talked about he pulled his hair and sold it and all this kind of stuff. You know, I should have bought me a little bit of it maybe. But the other one, okay, he was a rebel and he had long hair. Now, you don't read about anybody else having long hair. Not even Jesus. Didn't say that. Never said that. And the other one was those that took a Nazirite vow. So that if you saw a man with long hair, you knew he had a vow. He wasn't like the rest of the people. He had a vow. That showed he's under contract, if you will. So that when we come to Jesus, you will find out that even Paul wrote in one of his epistles, it is a shame for a man to have long hair. Well, if Jesus Christ had long hair, then he was a shame. So obviously he didn't. Paul would not have written against a man that gave him the word, the pure word. Okay, that's not even in my notes. That's for free. Put your offering in the back. No razor come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazirite unto God from the womb. This is a vow. Not only, if you read it all, his mother couldn't drink strong drink, touch dead things either. She had to obey the vow to have the child. And he shall reign. Now watch. He shall begin. Say the word with me. Begin. This is not the end. This is the begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistine. This man will begin to deliver the enemies of God. The idolaters will not have control over us anymore. Israel will be free again to serve their one true and living God. And so we have a covenant which was with an invisible God, and he have an invisible covenant, and we have an external sign where he's going to deliver spiritually the Israelites out of the hands of the Philistines. It's a spiritual thing. He was not worried. You know, he always separated his people. He didn't separate them for cultural reasons or racial reasons. It was spiritual reasons. Come out from among them, and I will receive you. He was telling you, if you'll serve the only, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. I want to be yoked with the ones that serve the one true and living God. So he separated them for spiritual reasons. This was to separate the godly from the ungodly, the idolatry worshipers from the one true worshipers. He would begin to do that. Are you still with me? Okay. No razor would come upon the head of Samson, which was the external display of the internal covenant that he had. So I want you to get the picture. We have a man that is dedicated to God from the womb. He's going to deliver Israel out of the hands of the enemy. Okay? But we have a problem. See, God hated the Israelites because they did not serve him. They served other gods. But Samson's first wife was a Philistine. Okay. He married what he hated in the spirit and loved in the flesh. You can't mix the two. And just say, God knows my heart. He married in the spirit what he loved in the flesh. I will tell you, you cannot sleep with the devil and rebuke him too. You can't do it. You can't win a battle and be married to the enemy too. You will lose the war. So the Philistines kill Samson's first wife. You remember that? It caused a series of retaliation. This man, Samson, is the 12th judge of Israel. 12 is the number of government. He would begin to deliver Israel into the hands of the government of God. That's when Christ came. He had 12 apostles, right? 12 tribes of Israel. 12 children of Israel. So this man was to be the beginning of the government of God. But he himself was unruly. Can I tell you God will use anybody? Can I tell you that? His first wife dies, and it causes this series of retaliation. Why did you do that? Johnny hit me. Johnny, why did you hit him? Because he looked at me funny. Why did you look at him funny? Because he don't like me. Well, why don't you like him? Because he stuck his tongue out at me. Why did you stick his tongue out at me? Because I don't like him. And it's a series of retaliations, and that's not the business that God called him to do. He was always picking up gates and throwing stuff around and getting a jawbone. That's not what God called him. He's getting impure in his motives. But God will use him anyway, just like he will anybody else. He'll send in somebody else to get you out. And Delilah said to Samson, "Tell me, I pray thee, wherein lieth thy great strength? Where does your great strength lie? And wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee?" Now, if a woman told me, "I want to bind you to afflict you," I would be checking out. I would be saying, find somebody else to afflict. I'm not really into affliction, you know. I mean, they got people today that cut themselves. I'm not into affliction, okay? So I think I'm going to leave. But I want you to notice, I'm going to get to it later. What does she want to know? The last thing that it said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy..." We're going to go back up the chain. We're going to start with the strength. Okay? Where do you get this? He didn't look strong. Because if he had been Arnold Schwarzenegger, you wouldn't say where you get your strength. You could see it. But the man probably looked like a wimp, but he was picking up gates and killing people, catching 1,000 foxes, tying their tails together. Lord, I hadn't caught 3 foxes in all my life. He caught 1,000 overnight. He's a good trapper. He's tough, but he don't look tough. You got to be careful of those people that don't look tough because they can hurt you. And she said unto him, "Okay, where's your great strength? You don't look so tough, so how is it? Where's it coming from?" And she said unto him, "How canst thou say, I love thee, when thine..." Where's your strength? But I want your heart. I'm working my way up to this, because if I get that, I get all the rest. How canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times. Y'all know how they went through that little ritual and it didn't work. Why? Because it hadn't been revealed his true colors yet. And hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. So when we looked at the order, I'll show it to you again. It's on the screen. Thou shalt love the Lord. Love, it must be pure. It must be pure. Love the Lord thy God. Don't tell me you love me if you're going to treat me bad. Jesus said, you tell me you love me, but you don't keep my commandments. That's baloney. You don't love me. I won't follow people that don't love me and I love them. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. This is a commandment from God. And she doesn't know where his strength lies, so he says, I want to find out where your heart is. And if I get your heart, I'll get your strength. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily. That's the way you get to somebody's heart. I mean, I'm telling you, you may not know it, but I can get upset. I've heard people say, I bet you never get upset. You keep on. And you keep on. And you keep on. And before long, I have had enough. She pressed him daily. You got to know when to get out of it. You've got to know when you had enough. Tomorrow, I won't be here. You got me today, but you won't get me tomorrow. And urged him, that his, already got his mind playing games with him. If you tie me with this, if you new ropes with that, mind games. So now we've worked our way from I want to know where your strength is, I got your mind, we're up to the soul. That he told her all his, gotcha. She told him all his heart and said the vow, the external sign was fixing to be taken because the internal had gone kapoop. She told him all his heart and said unto her, there has not come a razor to mine head. What was the vow? That no razor would come to his head. For I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. Boy, he told her the whole thing. He repeated the same thing the angel told his mother. If I be shaven, then my strength. You got my heart, so if my hair goes, then so goes my strength. It will go from me, and I will be weak and be like other men. So get to afflicting me. I can't wait to get some more of this punishment. Lord, go ahead and afflict me. Samson's external sign would be removed only because his internal heart had changed. And Delilah saw that he had told her, serve the Lord with all your heart. He didn't leave any of God in there. Are you seeing all this good stuff? He didn't leave anything there. He gave her everything he used to give to God. All his heart. She sent and called for the lords of the Philistines. Who's those Philistines? Them ungodly, uncircumcised, serving the gods of this earth. They're not pure in heart, and neither was she, but she got him. Saying, come up this once. For you see, it don't take one time when you give all your heart to somebody that's not right. You give your heart to somebody that's not right, you're done. You're done. And I don't mean there's not hope, but your goose is cooked for right now. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought, there's that filthy lucre again, brought money in her hand. Anytime you're worried about money, you don't love me. And she made him sleep upon her knees. See, she got the money. Notice, she got the money first. Now I'll do the job. Give me the money. Slept on his knees. She called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the seven. That's that number of completion. Seven locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, as she had before, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before. And he was just dreaming. And he shake himself like he did before, and he wist not. He didn't know. Because he didn't pop out biceps and all of a sudden the veins pop out. He didn't know it because he looked the same. But in the inner covenant was broken, and the hair was gone. And he wist not that the Lord was departed. That's the scariest scripture in the whole Bible, is this one right here. Is to wake up and realize I have lost God because of my playing with somebody else who messed with my strength, my mind, my soul, and they got my heart. They took Mr. Samson. Now he used to be Brother Samson. Not that you fall out of grace with God, but now he's not this Nazarite unto God. He's broken all of his vows with God. He's as worldly as they are. Because anytime you give your heart to a worldly person, you become as worldly as they are. They took him. And this is the scariest scripture. I remember my mom reading this to me about Samson, and I cried. She doesn't know that. I cried when she would leave because I couldn't think of somebody poking out my eyes, because that's how I see the RGBs. Red, green, and blue. I like colors. I like purity. I like to see. Take my arm, take my leg. But don't take my eyes, because I got to be able to see and enjoy life. If you got eyes to see, you're blessed. Thank God for our eyes. They poked his eyes out. Oh, my God. They put him on a wheel, and he's going to grind around. And Mr. Samson is in the dark. The lights are on, but he's in the dark. But I want to show you an interesting thing in verse 22. I just imagine while he's rolling around, his heart is changing. I just imagine he's repenting and saying, God, I'm sorry that I broke my vow to you. Lord, I am so sorry that you appointed me to be a judge and I have messed up. You appointed me to be a Sunday school teacher and I have messed up. You appointed me to be a preacher and I have messed up. I was the hostess once and I messed up. I used to be the usher and I messed up. I used to do the yard and I messed up. I'm sorry, God. And how be it? Watch this. He began to grow in the dark. Even in the darkness of life, we have a God of light. And his heart began to change. And how do I know his heart changed? Because his hair began to grow. Howbeit, his hair began to grow again after he was shaven. He was growing in the dark, and he was giving his heart back to God. And when he gave his heart back to God, watch this, he got his mind back. And when he gave his mind to God, he got his soul back. And when he gave his soul to God, he got his strength back. Whew. I thank God he's a God of restoration. Hallelujah. I thank God he's a God of binding up broken heart. I thank God he's a God of another chance for them that turn from their wicked ways and give their heart back to God. He's willing to restore it in the same order it was taken away. As they come tonight to sing my song of contrast, in the dark, I don't know about you. I don't pray really good with my eyes open. I don't know, you might can walk around, and sometimes I drive and pray, and I understand that. But when I really need to talk to God, I grow better in the dark. I like the lights off. I like everything off. I want to be alone because I can grow in the dark. Because I see the light so much better in the dark. And so this guy, Samson, he gets all this back. And how do I know he got it back? Because in the end he says, "Oh Lord God, remember me." Does anybody tonight need God to remember where you once were? Does anybody go, "God, it's me. Look, it's coming back. I'm getting a little tear. I used to couldn't cry anymore. I'm getting a little feeling about God that I thought I had lost. I'm feeling a little bit more concerned about my soul than I ever was before. That feeling is coming. Hey, God, do you remember me?" Even the thief on the cross said, "Lord, when you come into your kingdom, I'm not asking much. Just remember me." He said this. He said, "I pray thee, strengthen me this once more, God. Now watch. That I may avenge the Philistines of my two eyes. Of all the things they did to me, this is what I miss the most." This, my brothers and sisters, would begin to be the deliverance of Israel. As they took him, as they made motions to their gods, they said, "Bring Samson out so we can sport him in front of our gods. Walk Samson out." And I can just see a little boy coming with a little leash like you get a dog and a little collar. That's what my mind has always seen. And he's saying, "Come on, Samson." But he wist not that the Spirit of the Lord was back in him. He wist not that he was strong again. "Come on, Samson." And he had already said, "Lord, remember me." And the Lord, he must have had some kind of feeling, because he told that little dude, he said, "I can't see real good, but I can still feel real good. Do you mind to put me in the middle where they can laugh at me real good? And let me just kind of, I might be feeling kind of weak here. Let me put my one hand on the center post, because I remember how it used to look. It's right about here." And he put his left hand on the other one. And he said, "Lord, this one time." And he pushed those pillows over. The Lord had renewed his covenant with him. And the house came down. And the Bible says that Samson killed more Philistines in that event than he did his whole life. This was the beginning of the deliverance of Israel. I'm here to tell anybody as you stand tonight, if you need deliverance, tonight is a great night to begin to put the walls down. It's a great night to say, "Lord, remember me. Lord, I don't maybe see everything I used to see or understand what I thought I used to understand.